Moving on to some marijuana-related news in South America, Uruguay is on the verge of becoming the first nation in the world to produce and distribute marijuana. That means the government will completely control cultivation, harvesting, storage, and distribution. NPR's South America correspondent Lourdes Garcia Navarro has our story.
The debate was heated, and it went on for hours in Uruguay's lower house, but eventually the bill passed. It now needs to be approved by the Senate, which is considered inevitable. Uruguayan President José Mujica today called what Uruguay is doing a cutting-edge experiment for the whole world. Congressman Julio Bango is one of the main promoters of the bill. The problem was, until recently, we had decriminalized the consumption of marijuana, but not the distribution. So we had a paradox that we were giving a captive clientele to the drug traffickers, he says. This law will provide a regulated market controlled by the state. The bill, as it stands now, would allow three forms of access to marijuana: personal ownership of up to six plants, buying the drug from a dispensary, or a marijuana growing club. It also prohibits sales to minors and all forms of advertising. And in order to stop the drug from being exported to nearby countries or drug tourism, everyone who wants to use will have to be registered, and they have to be an Uruguayan national. Bango says this comes after years of failure of U.S.-led drugs policy.
If we look at the grim results that war on drugs has produced in Latin America, where there are tens of thousands killed, then we see the way that we've been fighting trafficking is exhausted and we have to find alternatives.
Hannah Hetzer is with the U.S.-based Drug Policy Alliance, who worked on the bill. She spoke to NPR by phone from Uruguay.
This isn't a pro-marijuana bill. It's a pro-reform bill aimed at benefiting all of Uruguayan society.
Hetzer says this eventual law will hit at criminal activity.
It's looked at as a way of taking money away from the drug traffickers' pockets, preventing what has happened in other countries in Latin America, and taking a market that already exists but is now run by organized crime and putting it under the government control and a regulatory framework.
There is still fierce opposition to the measure, and critics are vowing to take the law, once enacted, to the people in a referendum. They say marijuana is a gateway drug, and its regularization will lead to a jump in drug addicts. Recent polls suggest the majority of Uruguayans are against the new bill. But Congressman Bango says he tells critics the following: if the law doesn't work, we'll change it. But frankly, we can't be worse off than we are now. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News.
All Things Considered is a production of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content. Like a story you heard on this or another NPR program? Share it with a friend at npr.org. While there, you can also hear stories you missed, enjoy expanded content, or connect to your favorite member station. This is NPR.